What's up, guys? It's Clint Locklear with Man Strong Podcast, and I want to ask a serious question. What are politics today in America? What is politics today in the world? See, I've got a theory. I think they're feminist. I think they're overly feminine, and I have a theory that I'm going to break down to the very end of this show that'll show you why feminist politics always end in the same way: starvation, death, and tyranny. So it may be a little strange, you know, after some of the last few weeks we've been talking about getting strong physically. I want you to be thinking about how to be strong politically, because all this works together in being a true man strong individual. Now, if you don't know who I am not a anti-woman person. I am just a conservative veteran, free-loving hippie that believes that masculinity should be more prevalent in our world, and we do not need to succumb to the guilt and shame of the pseudo-intellectuals that consider themselves mostly the feminist today that's the second and third wave feminist. Feminism by itself, I think, is a great thing. Equal is equal. Merit versus merit. Genitalia versus genitalia is moronic. So that's kind of where we're going to be going with the show. Before we get there, guys, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They're out of Iowa. They have all kind of hunting, trapping, predator calling stuff. You can check them out at Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. He's a good friend of mine. If you're into the outdoors, you're going to find that he's got some things you want. And he's got great customer service, good prices, fast shipping, everything that you'd ever want from a sponsor. And if you're going to be buying those type things, think about him before you order somewhere else, because if you enjoy this podcast, he's the one that pays the bills. So show a little love to someone that's showing you a little love, which is FunkyTrapTagsAndSupplies.com. All right. Let me ask everybody a question, and this is, see, these are the topics that women get very upset with superficially, because I think they understand what I'm getting ready to say is true, but they think that it's a slight on them, and it's not what I'm getting ready to say. It's biologically, it seems to be how men and women are just different. And it's not because of the genitalia. It's because of a lot of different hormones, and it's a lot of the different biological makeup of the brains. You know, when you're just a few days old as a cell in your mom, and it's decided that you're going to be a male, you actually get doused with testosterone, which drastically changes you from that point on. If you're a female, you don't get it. One of the biological reasons of this is men are going to be more aggressive because of this, which the world needs. We don't need less aggressive men. We need real men that know, that are disciplined and understand how to handle aggression. And you're going to be physically stronger because you can recruit more muscle fibers quicker because of the early dousing of testosterone while you're still just a little bitty cell inside your mama. That has nothing to do with if you're gay, you're straight, or you know, LGBT, or whatever someone wants to associate with later in life. That's just a fact that nobody can get around, because it's biology and it's science. And because of that, in growing up, that's why you see the difference between boys and girls. Boys and girls, no matter how you're raised, and no matter if you take a male boy and put him with the most feminine two lesbian moms that love him to death, he's still going to act like a boy. He's going to have about 25% hardwired of a warrior. He's going to want to play cowboys and Indian and army. If you don't let him play with a gun, he'll make one out of his fingers. He's going to want to play aggressive type sports. He's going to push stuff around. He's expected to get pushed back. More importantly than that, he's going to deal with conflict in a natural state different than a female. So how do men handle conflict? See, this is very interesting in the world today because I'll admit with you, I'm totally lost on how to deal with some of this. I'm not going to pretend like I know what it is because it's very confusing to me as a male. So let's say that me and another gentleman are having a disagreement about something. One of us thinks the other one's taking advantage of it, or one thinks they're stealing from them, or one thinks that they're being snide or whatever. See, there's a threat between two grown men of direct physical action if it continues to get heated. Nobody has to say it. Everybody understands it, and both men definitely understand it. If it can't be resolved with words and it can't be resolved with law, it's eventually going to be resolved with force. Direct to the individual force. Face to face, skin to skin, winner takes all. That's how men normally, that have not been so brainwashed by the feminine at this point, even at that point, they're still that underlying threat, which is why real men are actually somewhat can be crude to each other, have off-color jokes, they can do whatever they want to do. But when you get two alpha males together, they're going to be a little bit of posturing, but by God, there's some respect there. Because just like two lions in the wilderness do not want to fight because they understand one of them can get seriously hurt, two grown men fighting is a dangerous thing. Because it's not like the movies. One of them's not really John Wick. But it's always face to face. That's why when two kids in elementary school get upset with each other, it normally ends up to pushing and punching. They're too small, there's no damage done. But that's how they deal it. After that happens, most males, yeah, it's fixed, and you go about your business. It's over. Is that how females deal with confrontation? No, it is not. Because the direct confrontation, no matter how much woman power women scream, and how much equality that they say that they are physically, it is not true in the real world that we all live in. They are not designed physically, speed-wise, endurance-wise, nor strength-wise to do direct contact with another person that's probably going to end up in a fight. That's not what they're designed for. It doesn't make them less, it's just different. Now, what happens in elementary school when one girl gets mad at another girl? Well, they form coalitions. They try to recruit and persuade the friends of the girl that she is now an evil person and she's got cooties and she's ugly and she smells bad. And the one that's doing this attack never does it directly to the person's face. Very rarely. But they build a coalition. They start, you know, peppering her with negative stuff on Facebook and Instagram. They start leaving, you know, writing stuff on the bathroom wall or she's, you know, a slut or whatever they're going to say the thing is. And they continuously wear the other person down while at the same time gathering forces on their side as force multipliers to make it just overwhelming that they are right. And they are going to mentally beat the other girl into submission until she's probably depressed. And if you're wondering why young females age 12 to 16 now commit suicide more than anything else, it's because social media has allowed this biological tendency of females to gang up on other females to the point they feel there's no relief. That's how females deal with it. They do it behind each other's back. It's very political. It's very gathering sides. It's just not directly. Grown men, on the other hand, I'm talking real men. If you have a problem with somebody else, you should be looking them in the eyes when you discuss it. You're not going around building a coalition trying to have all your buddies tear them down and make them feel bad. That's how a girl does this. That's not how a man should do this. So politics in America, if you listen to what I just said and think about that, is it masculine or feminine? Well, it's obviously feminine. Because you don't see Booker going up to Trump and being face-to-face and discussing stuff. No. He goes and builds a coalition. He gets a Facebook campaign. He gets people to write into Congress. He sits off and does snide little remarks to try to turn more and more people against him. You want to know why? Because he's a freaking feminist beta male politician. That's why. What does Trump do? He'll get right in your face. He'll mention you by name. He is not at all afraid of confrontation with another male. And everybody's going, we haven't seen a president like this in forever. We've never had a president this bold. I mean, look how, yeah, he's a man. He's acting like a man acts when he's confronted and attacked. He attacks back. That's what men biologically are supposed to do. But before we had the suits and the ties and the grocery stores and the hybrid cars and the iPads and all this other stuff we had, when someone attacked your village, it was 100% win or lose. Biologically, that's how the human species. It wasn't because of female warriors. It was because of male warriors. You fought for your family. You fought for whatever it was that you had. That's what Trump's doing. Now, people like Booker and Harris and Cortez and all these other people in politics, Nancy Pelosi and what's that little slimy dude that's over the Senate right now? You know who he is. He's always with Pelosi. They're feminine. They run everything in their life like a woman. Now, Pelosi, that kind of makes sense. But for the males, it's just freaking disturbing. Another thing about how a woman is going to act in politics is very different from a male. See, a true male understands that you have empathy, you help people, you do things like that, but you do not enable people by giving them things they have not earned just because they don't want to do what needs to be done. See, that's a masculine way to look at politics. You know, like, to me, food stamps and welfare, that should be very highly investigated. If someone is cheating the system because you're stealing from your neighbor, the masculine way of looking at that is you go back and you take times 10 whatever they took from their neighbors and you give it back. That's not how a feminine view of that would be, because it would be, well, maybe they need help. Maybe they're just struggling. Maybe they had a bad growing up. They didn't have the right education. Yeah. And it's all going to be based on feelings. Feelings. Not logic, not merit. Feelings. What is our politics today based off of? Feelings. We saw that in the last debate where Harris was talking about, apparently back in the day, Joe Biden went out to dinner with some people that were white supremacists because they were trying to get some laws passed. I don't know the history, don't know the truth, don't really care. But he did have dinner with them and he said he worked with them to try to get stuff done. Now then Harris does what? Kamala Harris, running for president for the Democratic Party. She talks about a girl in Baltimore that was so hurtful for, and she gave this great little story, and at the end, the little girl was her. Now, the whole purpose of that was because she's acting out in the feminine, trying to build a coalition, trying to ostracize the other person that she does not want around or want to have to hear from, which was Biden, and she does exactly the way that they do in grade school now between girls and Facebook. That's what she did. Completely based off feelings. Now, at her age, did she even know what was going on? Nobody's going to ask that question because they're worried. How can you question a woman's feelings? How? Are you going to do an investigation? Are you going to have to prove what you say? See, that's a masculine thing. You have to prove. Another thing about females is the way they gather their coalition is always through sympathy. And that is not a bad trait unto itself. Every human being should sympathize for people that are struggling and try to help them. Not enable them with more welfare money, but help them. You know, like maybe have an educational system that actually educates them on how to generate income. Masculine, give them more money. Feminine, because it's based off being sympathetic. And the problem today is there's so many people that now make living off of people that are sympathetic to everything. You can't watch TV without hearing about how the tigers are being destroyed by poachers, or the whales, or the polar bears, or gay people are being mistreated, or the LBG community is being mistreated, or how women are not getting the same equal pay, and all this type stuff. It's all based on sympathy, but if you really look at it in a logical way, you'll figure out pretty quick, most of it is absolutely moronic bunk. But the feminine's going to look at everything through feelings, and they're going to look at everything through sympathy. See, that is an awesome trait for a mother. Because that's what you need to raise children. You know, those little creatures are not that smart. They'll hurt themselves really, really easy. You're trying not to destroy their psyche before they get above a certain age so they can actually harden up to be a productive human being in society. You need a mother that has feelings for her children and has sympathy for her children. That way she acts in the best manner she can to protect those children. That is an honorable and awesome trait of female. Men can also have sympathy and feelings for their children, but it's in a different way. It's got a little bit harder edge, which is also very important for the children. But when women in politics be turned feminine, here's the issue. It's a mother's view of an individual family, because biologically, that is what they do. Because, I mean, to a male, it blows me away when I hear teacher after teacher after teacher say the same thing. Johnny or Susie got up and cussed out the principal and slapped somebody and did something. So they get suspended or they get sent to the office because they're being little brats. And the mother calls up and she does not get on to the child. How dare you say my child did this? See, that's a mother protecting her child. A masculine way of looking at that situation is you get exactly what you get there, and when you get home, you're going to get more of it. That's a masculine view of that. Because I've talked to several teachers, I've heard several on podcasts. That is very common today, and it's hardly ever a male that calls up and does that. It's always the female. They look at the world through their biological lens of a family. When it's for the family, it's righteous. When you look at the world through an individual family, through feelings and sympathy, it's not righteous. It's dysfunctional. Because a mom can have 12 kids and need to be a mom. That's very different than looking at everything in her world as, in America, 322 million children. Men do not look at America as 322 million children. It's 322 humans. that if they work hard, they get somewhere. If they don't, they don't. If they make bad decisions, they have to pay the consequences for those decisions. If somebody is abusing them, well, let's go and fix that problem so that's not there anymore. It's not looking at the world through the eyes of a family. Men do not do that outside of their family. They may a little bit tribally with a close group of friends. They may a little bit maybe with, I don't know, church, something like that. But they don't look at the world that way. So if men are doing politics, they can separate the family and they can separate the world. When politics are feminine, you no longer separate the family because the world is the children. So what are the decisions about that going to be? Based off feelings and based off of sympathy. And everything gets more and more dysfunctional because of this. That's why no one really checks to see if people are lying about food stamps and Social Security fraud. It's the same reason why it's the liberals, the feminine side of the liberals, which is most of them, cannot understand why masculine men do not agree with open borders. Because why would you want to? They're having trouble. Don't you know? They don't have as much as we do. We need to bring them in with open arms. They're our children. We must give them breast milk of America and make them feel good about themselves. The reality of that is dysfunction. Because they're not your family. They're not even looking at you the same way that you're looking at them. If they were, we wouldn't have all the discussions about why do you got to teach Spanish in school? Because if they want to be part of this family, they would learn how to speak the language of the family. That's not what they're interested in. Most of them are interested in stuff. Your stuff, my stuff, our neighbor's stuff. We can see examples of this because it's so illogical when you take the sympathy and the feelings part out of a family, the politics of a family, and you try to put it as a nation. What have we all heard for the last 2 years? Trump is separating families at the border. Kids, if you send some of them back, you're going to be separating the children from the families. What's that based off of? Feelings and sympathy. Logically, does that make any sense? Hell no, it doesn't. Because if a white man, middle-aged, works in a factory, provides for his family, goes and robs a bank, nobody, including the liberals, ever say that it's so sad that we're separating the family because this white guy has to go to jail. You don't hear that about black men in jail. You don't even hear that about women going to prison. You just don't hear it. But through the guise of politics of the border, they're trying to look at immigrants that are crossing illegally as their children. So they make decisions like you would for your children. That doesn't work for the world. Which eventually this country is going to figure out just the way they're figuring it out now in Europe. Politically correct speech. Speech is violence. That's based off of sympathy and feelings because a little immature human being known as a college student gets their feelings hurt if they hear something that does not agree with them. So if their feelings are hurt, we must stop it because mom must protect the children. So now we're calling speech violence, which really shows you how soft of a nation we are, Because if they think that's what violence is, let them go to the Middle East and actually see what violence is. Speech is not violence, it's words. It doesn't leave a bruise. But that's how a mother would look at her children. What is the new way to not let people elect judges and politicians in America today? It's feminine. We just had a judge, Kavanaugh, that was accused with the most illogical way possible of sexual assault. Right before that, it was someone running for Senate from Alabama. It's the new standard. The coalition of destruction, using other people to destroy people for you, just like the little girls in grade school. So you accuse someone of being a sexist or a rapist or a homophobe or a racist, and then you miraculously, out of the blue, from 30 years ago or 40 years ago, you find somebody, yeah, they did that to me. And then if you question that person, how dare you question a woman that was raped? No, I don't know if she was raped or not. So until that point is clear, yeah, you should question her. Because where has she been for 40 years? See, that's a masculine way to look at the problem. That's not a feminine way, because feminine is based off feelings and sympathy. As for a child, that is their child. Their child is now coming to them that they've been sexually molested, and how dare you question their child because the child is perfect. You can see the feminist side with Kaepernick. They just did a Kaepernick little shoe with the Betsy Ross flag on the back of it. And lo and behold, Kaepernick started another protest type thing where he did not want the Betsy Ross flag on a Nike shoe. What was his basis? About 3 years ago, he found a picture somewhere online that a white supremacist, whatever that means today, it had a Betsy Ross flag in their house. So that automatically means that the Betsy Ross flag, which is the original flag of the United States, was a racist propaganda machine. And then the other piece of evidence that he started this coalition with his other grade school girls is someone found a picture with a Betsy Ross flag next to a Trump flag. Is it logical? No. But how can you dare question a black man about racist in America? You know, disregard that he's a professional athlete and has millions of dollars, and he's probably never had to work a real job in his life besides play sports. But let's not question any of that abuse that he had to go through because of those two things. Nike pulled those off the shelf. Nike is a coward company. No respect for Nike at all. Not just for this, but other things. Because they're cowards. As a man, I want to deal with companies that are not cowards. When you look at our politics today, just keep in mind, is it based off feelings or based off logic and reason? I'm not saying that females are not logical and reasonable. But the politics of today are not logical nor reasonable. Because when you actually look at very much stuff, it makes no sense whatsoever. And then you're sitting there shaking your head in disbelief because people believe it. Why do they believe it? Because they're looking at all these issues through the eyes of a mother and her individual children. How sad that could be if that hurt their feelings. What if it's true? You know, they have all this, you know, this overwhelming feeling of protection for these people that you don't even know if it's true or not. You can see this with abortion. Women's rights has went so far as we can now kill babies after they're born. That's what was blowing up last year. Is that logical or reasoning? What's that got to do with women's right? It doesn't matter because there's feelings and sympathy with women because they've been downtrodden for all these years, yada, 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 yada. Feminine. Our welfare systems are definitely feminine. The first one was Social Security in America. Roosevelt started Social Security. I think it was Roosevelt. FDR. That was FDR. He started Social Security. Is that a feminine or a masculine thing? It's now about 40% of the budget of the United States of America. What was the purpose of it? Well, in case our children aren't responsible enough to put back money for their own retirement, we need to take care of them because they're our children's. Is that a masculine way to look at it? No. It's a feminine way to look at it. And it's been snowballing ever since. Now, I'm going to end this little part of our show with two things. I want you to really think about socialism and communism. That is the end results when politics are feminine. We can see this right now in Portland. Now, you're probably, unless you follow some off-the-wall stuff, you probably don't even know what's going on in Portland, Oregon with Antifa. The anti-fascists, which is funny because they're the most fascist people in the world. Now they control the streets of downtown Portland. If they find out that you voted for Trump, they beat you. They pull you out of your car. They decide where if you can turn left or right. You think I'm joking? No. They just get on street corners just to push people around and not let them go down certain roads. And if you backtalk them, they drag you out of the car and they beat you with sticks. This is in America today, last week, as a matter of fact. The politician, the mayor of Portland, is a complete coward and will not stand up to Antifa because the politics of Portland are feminine. All feelings, all sympathy. They just put a Wall Street Journal journalist in the hospital. They found out, this is all in the last about 3 days. They found out that there was a guy in a community that somewhat, according to them, somewhat, listen to that word, somewhat had conservative leanings and beat him almost to death with a crowbar. That's America. That is the feminine at work. Because they don't do it where you can see their face. They do it in groups, their coalition, and now they're going to violence the way that most people don't know how to handle it. There was another guy that didn't want to get out of the car because they were telling him where to go and it didn't make sense to him. So they dragged him out and they used their protest signs, which have basically axe handles on them now. And they beat him till he's in the hospital with brain bleeds and they don't know if he's going to survive or not. Did the police do anything? No. Because the feminine politicians told the police to stand down because they're worried that they may hurt the feelings of Antifa. And they have sympathy for Antifa because they're their children. Is that the masculine way to look at what's going on in Portland? No. The masculine way to handle Portland is you grab them little bitty skinny people by the throat and you beat their face until they never ever want to think about abusing another human being again. You go in force if need be, and you don't leave until not a one of them is going to they're going to realize you do not do this in America to American citizens. That's a masculine way to look at it. eventually they're going to beat the wrong person. And that person's going to start killing Antifa. I'm not saying that should happen by any stretch of the imagination. But it's human nature. They're going to pick the wrong person. They're going to kill the wrong person, the wrong family member. And somebody's going to go all death wish on them. And you know what? They'll get exactly what they deserve when that happens. If you want to live a punk life, you got to pay the punk price. See, that's a masculine way to look at it. Is that how the feminine political way of Portland looks at it? No. You know, they went to college. They don't have jobs. They're trying to be social warrior justices. They have some good causes. Yeah, they're getting a little bit out of control. I know they're putting people in the hospital. But, I mean, what can we do? They're our children. That's not the masculine way to do it. They're now throwing chemicals on people just the way the radical Muslims do in Europe. Nothing happens. They've got this new thing that's actually pretty clever when you think about it. They're taking milkshake styrofoam cups and fill them through a concrete so you don't know they're concrete, so they can hit you or throw them at you like a brick. And you know what the people of Portland are doing? Nothing. Where are the men in Portland? Where are the men in Portland? You bunch of spineless cowards. You're letting a bunch of teenagers run your city. You cowards. You're scared? Grow a set. Government's not doing it? Who gives a crap? Take care of it. Where are the men of Portland? Are there no men left? Have y'all been neutered to the point that you drip estrogen because of all the soy you eat or whatever it is that's going on out there? Where are the men in Portland? I know where some of them are. They're in a hospital. Yeah, and that's going to happen. Because when you stand up to bullies, the bully's going to fight until the bully realizes he's not going to win the fight. And then the bully does what the bullies always do, and that's they go cowering down and feeling sorry for themselves. When you look at Nazi Germany, look up brown shirts if you don't know what that is. You tell me the difference between Antifa and that. Nazi was Nationalist Socialist Party. They were not of the right the way that we think of today. We've got brown shirts from the Socialist Party beating American citizens to death in the street. Because the feminine politics only has two places to go. Socialist or communist. And where do those two things always end up? Starvation, tyranny, and mass death. Because you cannot rule politically looking at a mass group of individuals as an individual family the way a mother looks at her children. That's where socialism and communism comes from. Feminine politics. Capitalism, on the other hand, is masculine. You want it, you go get it. You want to make more money, you make yourself more valuable so you earn more money. You can work longer hours. You can work overtime. You can get a second job. It's totally up to you. You get exactly what you deserve in a capitalistic system. Not what your mother thinks you should get in a capitalistic system. So if we want to turn capitalist, or not capitalist, but communist or socialist, then let's just continue to go on down the road of feminine politics. Because that's where it ends up. Or we all end up like the neutered men of Portland that let a bunch of college kids and high school kids rule the city because they wear black and they stand on the streets and they hit people. I don't know how in the world Portland's going to get out of this. I don't know. They threatened the mayor of Portland at his house. They threatened the man's family. Now they get to do whatever they want. Congratulations, Portland. You're now getting to see what feminist politics does. Well, more happy thought. Talk a little bit about being a physically stronger man. And if you're really out of shape, or you are weightlifting now, which I hope that you are, try to get in a habit. This is one thing that I'm going to be talking about habits on Trapping Radio this week. But think about figuring out how to turn one thing into a habit. 5 days a week, go on a 10-minute walk. 10 minutes. You've got time for 10 minutes. It's not something that I've started yet. It's something that I'm priming myself to do. I've got an aversion to walking from the military because we walked, if not 1,000 miles, thousands of miles. I kind of like my Jeep. Because once I didn't have to do road marches all the time, I kind of don't want to do them again. But 10-minute miles, that's what I'm priming myself to do. Not 10-minute miles, but 10-minute walks. Because it's not hard. Pretty much anybody in any shape can walk 10 minutes. Just figure five minute out and a 5 minute back. You don't need to try to be a speed freak. Just do a walk, 10 minutes. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, there's been a lot of studies done on people trying to become healthier. And one of the most amazing things that's been coming up over and over again in these studies is someone that walks 10 minutes a day at a moderate pace, which is just normal walking, gets the same health benefits, fat burning, and everything else from someone that walks 30 minutes or an hour. Now, if you want to go walk for an hour, you can. You'll burn a few calories. Few. You're not going to burn a bunch of calories walking for an hour. Because if you get a donut, now you actually ate more calories than you did if you walked for an hour. But the health benefits, the way it does your digestive, the way it works and keeps your hips loose, the way it helps your back problems, the way that it keeps your metabolism up. So your metabolism gets the same boost from 10 minutes as it does for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, or an hour. Study after study showed this. If you're really, really out of shape, maybe that's a place to start. But you need to start. And you need to turn it into a habit. Like, and it normally takes about 90 days from people that study such things to really believe that something turns into a habit. And all a habit really is you replace one activity with another. You know, you go walking instead of watching TV for 10 minutes. Or you go to the gym instead of watching TV. Or you go to the gym instead of piddling out in the garage. You just replace one habit with another. See, I've got to the point now where I can say my habit 5 days a week is going to the gym. I don't think about should I go to the gym? Do I need to go to the gym? I'm going to the gym. It's a habit. The same type of habit now is that when my wife says, you know, I'll be back in a little bit, honey. I'm going to see my sister. All right, love you. See, the love you, that's a habit. That's what happens after 28 years of having a good wife. The habit is, have fun, I love you. Be safe, maybe. To be a man that's truly going to be strong physically, you're going to have to get habits that's going to replace something that's easier to do now. Watching TV is easier than walking. Taking a nap is easier than watching TV. You know, eventually you'll just end up in the coma state, I guess, if you just keep getting things that are easier and easier and easier. you know, it's not a great big struggle to go walk 10 minutes. It's not that hard. But the benefits of it are really amazing. I'm just trying to get my mind wrapped around that I'm willingly going to go walk because of all the walking that I did in the military. But I'm getting close. My wife walks every day. She walks hard. That's her habit. So if you're looking for a way just to start getting your body where you start, where you don't feel just so blah all the time, just start with 10-minute walks. I don't see a reason to go 11 minutes after these studies. If you want to do something else, I highly suggest you go to the weight room or you figure out a home gym system or something. But a 10-minute walk will clear your head. It'll help. I mean, so many things. Just look up online. Spend a few minutes looking up the what walking does. It's low impact. It does all this type of stuff. It allows you to think, you know, when you're doing that. You can go hiking if you want to. But just a 10-minute walk, especially after you eat, is really, really good for digestion. That's just something we don't do anymore. So that's something that I'm going to be working on. And Cindy has actually volunteered to go with me, even in the evening, which it's hotter than hell down here right now. But just to go 10 minutes just to help me do that, because she knows how much I hate walking for walking's sake. Guys, it's come to the end of the show. Get out and do a little bit of walking. It won't kill you. And when you're thinking about politics from now on, look at it through the views of feminine or masculine. And you will realize that there's very few instances in American politics today where there's anything masculine, face-to-face, man-to-man, where you're not going behind someone's back, being a middle school age girl, getting your friends to bully somebody else. And once you start seeing that, you realize it's not just the Democrats, it's also the Republicans. You know, it's getting so confusing today with politics. Just because a lot of times there's really not a whole lot of difference. There is a difference, and then there's it can be just as bad on one side or the other. It's almost like we need to get away from right and left, Republican or Democrat. To me, it'd be nice if we could get the term where everybody would understand it. So where are you politically? Well, I'm for individual freedom. And then if you're not in that camp, you'd have to be in collectivist domination, I guess. But just look at the politics as you see it. At your work, you'll see a lot of bosses today, because they're neutered men, are going to act very feminine when it comes to making decisions. And then when you actually get around to an actual man, you'll see that it's not that way. Things get done a lot quicker and a lot more efficient when the masculine takes over outside of the family. Now, there's some women that are crazy masculine. They're outliers in everything. They get stuff done. But as a whole, feminine acts feminine, masculine acts masculine, unless the masculine's been guilted into thinking he should be a feminine, because the feminine keeps telling him it's bad to be masculine, and he's too stupid to see what they're doing. All right, guys, I will talk to y'all. Well, it'll be not next week, because I'll be at the NTA in Missouri, but the week after that. I hope y'all have a good time. Hope to see y'all up in Missouri. And just be strong. Remember, it's a choice. You can choose to be weak, or you can choose to be strong. You can choose to be mentally weak, or you can choose to be mentally strong. It's not a circumstance out of your control. you can choose to be a neutered male or you can choose to be a mature male. It's totally up to you. Hopefully you make the right decision.